The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I go to my colleague Scott Maiman, CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. And we begin with COP26 in Glasgow and Australia leaning forward, looking for opportunity, prosperity, and the Great Barrier Reef. Scott, a very good day to you. A study recently from an Australian university mentions that the Great Barrier Reef is at risk. And the risk will accelerate as the climate grows warmer in these coming decades. The expectation is that above 1.5 degree gain for the century, the Great Barrier Reef will be existential risk. So there's motive to keep it to 1.5 only. You live in Queensland, and you're very familiar with the Great Barrier Reef. Please explain what it looks like and what it does for Australia. Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yeah, basically, Great Barrier Reef, wonderful tourist attraction, and also it's on the World Heritage List, as we know. It's a massive coral that stretches most of the Queensland coastline. It's just off the mainland Australia coast, and it actually acts as a wave break. So as the waves roll in, they crash across the Great Barrier Reef, but then peter out by the time that the waves reach mainland Australia. It's really great for swimming, really bad if you enjoy your surfing, though. But that's the Great Barrier Reef. And I mentioned earlier, wonderful tourist attraction. You can actually get amongst the coral as well. Beautiful, except when there's bleaching that goes on. Now, the bleaching is another word for the coral being overheated. And this is where we're being told by the scientists that with the overheated coral, thanks to climate change, it's getting warmer. The last hottest year on record we had was about 20 years ago. It is enough to kill off the coral. However, the good news is a lot of the coral has been able to come back. So this is why this 1.5 degrees that you mentioned earlier is entirely important. Anything more than 1.5 degrees, there are concerns that there could be irreversible damage done to the coral. This is one of the things why we're having these climate change summits going on in Glasgow.
Plug power. Plug power is a way of talking about hydrogen. I learn, amazingly, looking around for things that connect Glasgow's COP26 and Brisbane and Queensland, I find one. Plug Power is expanding the Fortescue Future Industries into Queensland. Where will it be? There is a projected plant. Where, Scott?
This is quite fascinating because hydrogen power, an alternative fuel, wasn't really considered until about a year ago, just over a year ago. And it's the state of Queensland again, which is at the forefront of investing money into this alternative fuel as opposed to other states in Australia. The hydrogen fuel, they're looking at basing a lot of the plants that are coming to fruition, looking and divesting into alternative fuels, and hydrogen being one of them, in central Queensland. Now, that's around Gladstone, which is about a 7 or 8 hour drive north from where I am in Brisbane. And it's a remote area, but at the same time, it's got a wealth of economy in that area as well. So it will be very interesting to see where this goes next. But they seem to be setting up a hub, the government, that is, setting up a hub around the Gladstone region of central Queensland. And this appears to be where the plug power is going to be set up. Begins with America with that as well.
Queensland's at risk from global warming because of the Great Barrier Reef, and Queensland's answering with hydrogen power. And I drove a hydrogen vehicle once. GM had a vehicle in 2006. I drove it up Central Park West. And all it produces is water and heat. That's it. That's the exhaust. So, of course, it's extremely green. Now, what also is green is plant-based food, all plant-based food. And there's a very famous company called Impossible Foods, which I read, according to Restaurant News Resource, has come to Australia. Plant-based beef. Well, it's not really beef. It's beef impossibly. Yes. But you tell me it's popular.
Plant-based food in Australia has become extremely popular just in recent times over the past 12 to 18 months, of course, during the pandemic when we were in lockdown. But it seems to be incredibly popular. It's got its own space in the supermarket now as well. And it is a menu item at restaurants as well. If you want an alternative to beef, they have plant-based beef alternatives as well. So, yeah, this is incredible. Impossible Foods, it's California-based, and this particular company is spreading its wings across the world, not just into Australia. They've been 14 months in the making, finally reaching it. And plant-based foods in Australia, as I said, becoming increasingly popular. This is going to be a big winner.
You also have a lot of beef, though, Scott. As I understand it, don't you have a large cattle field?
We do. In fact, around Rockhampton, a big beef-producing area there, one of the leading areas in Australia as well. We do a lot of exports of our beef as well around the world.
Well, you know, beef is much in the conversation at COP26 because it's said to create a lot of emissions and greenhouse gases, which plant-based beef does not. Now, finally, there's a drag race in South Australia between two flying cars. This is new to me. Is it new to Australia, flying drag race?
It is new to Australia. In fact, we've only just recently heard about this, but the testing's been going on for a while. But a successful test just a couple of months ago in outback South Australia, in one of the many deserts that we've got, where the flying car race, imagine that this vehicle, it only weighs about 220 pounds. It can travel at speeds of up to 125 miles an hour. It's incredible. We are talking something about the Jetsons, right, if you remember the TV show. And so it's been a trial. They're hoping to do more trials and more competitions in the drag racing. It's like a flying drone, just about, but you can put people in it. Incredible stuff. So much so that they're hoping that it will eventually become a commercial operation, an alternative to a taxi. Can you imagine getting to work each day via a flying taxi?
Yes,
that's what they're looking at.
Yes, I can. And that 8-hour drive to the plug factory would go a lot faster in a flying car.
Right.
Now, finally, a measure of where we are on our last 30 seconds. Queensland, has it opened the border yet because of the virus, or is it still shut?
We are still shut. We're going to be shut for a little while, I think, the state of Queensland. Though we are expected to open up to Queenslanders who are stuck in other states of Australia. They're expected to return next week. But the state of Queensland remains shut to the rest of the states and the rest of the world at this point in time.
Scott Maiman of CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland. Everything's happening in Queensland. Impossible Foods, the Great Barrier Reef at risk, and hydrogen power. The drag race, however, is in South Australia, some distance away. But eventually, if it becomes successful, it'll be everywhere in Australia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.